Report!
The last volley took out our shields!
Reroute auxiliary power to aft shields and return fire!
This is wrong.
You say something, Ensign?
Incoming!
Why did Battelle's castle explode when there's no hull breach on the bridge?
Why are you asking stupid questions during battle?
Sorry, sir.
They're firing again.
Evasive maneuvers! Damage report. And somebody shut off that damn alarm so I can hear myself think.
I have Engineer McGuy, sir.
Torpedo tubes are registering a temperature.
McGuy here. That last hit breached our ventral star drive and we're leaking plasma. We're going to need at least a few hours for repairs.
Commander LaQuelle, tactical assessment?
They outgun us 6-1 and we can't escape without a star drive.
What are they waiting for?
Captain, the Clerk Commander is signaling to demand our surrender.
Clear the bridge.
The captain will never surrender. Don't worry.
You need to go to medical. Doc Earhart will have to clear the bridge.
Bring up a map of this star system.
Looks like our best chance is the asteroid belt.
Helmsman Blackburn, best speed to the asteroid belt.
Aye, Captain, but how will
we'll that... We'll use the asteroids for cover. Once we've lost the damn Clerk, we'll land and hide on one to make repairs. It'll take some fancy flying, but I know you're up to it.
But asteroids are like a million kilometers from each other. They're going to see which one we land on.
The hell are you talking about?
Hull breach, level 2 aft. Emergency hatches ceiling.
One more minute to the belt!
Their scout ship is right on our tail!
Only ship of theirs that can outrun us at sublight. What kind of shielding does it have?
Minimal.
Have we got lasers?
One turret's still operational. Just enough power for one shot, sir.
That'll have to be enough. You be ready to target their reactor. Blackburn, cut speed momentarily to bring them in optimal range.
Cutting engines by half. Speed is going down. But this makes no sense. We should have to accelerate backward to cut
engine
speed.
Engine Blackburn, report to medical. I'll take the helm.
Aye, sir.
Target acquired. Optimal distance in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fire!
Direct hit.
You were as precise as you are beautiful, Commander.
Thank you, sir. My extra tentacles help with the targeting.
We've entered the asteroid belt. Now let's find ourselves a good landing spot before we get pulverized. There. That looks good.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. But first, here's a trailer for another show you might enjoy.
It is a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, a pleasure indeed.
You don't have to lie.
Oh. Oh, it's you, isn't it? I'm looking for someone. I don't know much about them, but I need to find them. Soon.
No. Gah! This isn't fair. This happens every time.
We're going to lose this. You know how it works. As soon as we find each other, the darkness isn't far off.
Shh. It's okay. I'll find you in the next life.
And then we can add a single forget-me-not in the middle for regret. But also true love and remembrance. I'm really glad it was you.
Listen to the pilot and help us fund the full story at fnd.us/ineveryuniverse.
And now back to Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, and Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Trisha Blackburn. Episode 2, Incongruities.
Scans don't show anything out of the ordinary. She seems to be in perfect health.
Is this some sort of lingering mental effect from her months in virtual reality on Alpha Omega C?
Unclear. I might be able to find out more if I remove her brain, but the regulations say you'd have to approve of that since it's not technically medically necessary.
I know how you relish opportunities to push the boundaries of medical research, Dr. Earhart, but let's hold off on anything too invasive.
I'd put it back when I'm done.
Still, can I talk to her?
Sure. In there. But be gentle.
What the fuck happened back there, Blackburn? I know you're a greenie, practically fresh out of the academy when the Sacramento dropped you off on that planet, but I can't have my officers spouting nonsense in the middle of a battle!
I said gentle!
At least I'm not trying to cut her head open.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. But what happened back there?
Things just don't make sense.
War never makes sense.
That's not what I mean.
You have my permission to speak freely, Trisha?
Well, we've stopped accelerating, right?
That's right. We landed the Chimera in an asteroid crater to make repairs.
Then why do we still feel Earth-like gravity?
The artificial gravity floor plating, of course.
And how does that work?
I'm no scientist. Ask the computer.
I did. Maybe you should hear it. Computer, summarize the scientific principles behind our gravity plating.
Gravity plating operates on the principle of reverse quantum entropy differential. Each side of the plating receives an opposite electrical charge mediated by atomic condensation. This results in graviton oscillation inverse to the molar shape.
Computer, stop. What's the point of this, Ensign?
Sir, does any of that make sense to you?
You and the computer are about equally incomprehensible to me. But I'm a captain, not a scientist. I don't care how things work, only that they do.
But I mean, didn't you take any science classes at the academy?
I didn't go to the academy. Special dispensation for my heroism against the Klerg. And there wasn't much time for book learning while growing up as a Klerg slave.
Well, I did study science, and to me, it all sounds like a word salad.
Maybe you need to take a remote refresher course, and be sure to look up asteroid belts.
Captain, I'm sorry, but I still know I was right. Any dense asteroid field would obliterate itself into dust or coalesce into a planet.
Look out the window, kid. Easy to see you were wrong. Doctor, what is this? Amnesia?
I remember what I'm supposed to believe. I just can't believe it anymore.
Space madness?
She shows none of the physical symptoms, but that is a possibility. I'd suggest letting me take a closer look at the thing we discussed earlier.
What?
I can't authorize that, Doctor. But keep her under observation as long as you have to. I'd better get back to the bridge.
Ensign Hardcase, how's the replicator repair coming along?
Almost done, sir. Just a few more minutes.
When you've got it working, check the parts request list and start replicating all the parts we need.
Aye, sir.
Ensign Kobayashi, can you run this console patch kit down to environmental control?
Aye, sir. Right away, sir.
Computer, what's that smell?
Please specify.
Over here, by the Fortimite tank.
Analyzing. Odor is formaldehyde hydroxide, a compound created when formaldehyde reacts with regular atmosphere.
Shit. How much Fortimite is left in the tank?
6 kilograms.
It's not enough for even a single light speed jump, is it?
Negative.
Any way we can extract it back out of the fortamite hydroxide?
Negative.
Somebody's got to tell the captain.
Hardcase here. Report.
Bad news, Captain. That last torpedo those clerk bastards hit us with fractured the fortamite tank. Without a new supply of fortamite, there's no way we'll ever go to light speed again.
Computer, what's the nearest source of fortamite?
Fortamite deposits are present in an extensive network of caves on Beta Epsilon D, the fourth planet in this system.
We'll have to send a shuttle for it.
That's a suicide mission. A shuttle can't defend itself against the clerk.
With some luck, maybe we'll outrun them.
When you say we, do you mean...
You and me. Unless you've got something better to do.
There's some crew performance reviews I'd really like to catch up on.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were afraid.
Of course not, sir. We Cthunians are never afraid.
Good. Get a shuttle equipped for mining and spelunking, and meet me in the shuttle bay tomorrow morning, 0600 sharp.
Personal log. May 7th, 2283, 0540 hours, Dr. Clay Earhart recording. Endorphinex, my latest neurotransmitter modulatory endorphin potentiating stimulant complex, has failed me. I began to grow tired at the same time I usually do, 1800 hours, and fell asleep at almost exactly 1900 hours, and woke up at 0530. It seems no matter what I do, my sleeping and waking times never vary.
Anyone but you would be thrilled to keep such a strong circadian rhythm in space.
Good morning, dear. Nobody on this ship has any trouble sleeping. Don't you think that's odd, given all the stress we're under with the war?
We've got a good crew. They know how important it is to be rested and refreshed for duty.
They wouldn't think a sleep is refreshing if they had my nightmares.
Bad one, was it? Tell me about it, dear.
I was in medical. Seemed like a normal day at first. But something felt off. It was almost too normal, too perfect. Crisp, precise, as if it were a set stage to make me feel at home. I heard a groan from one of the bio beds, and I went over to check on the patient. And who do you think it was?
I have no idea, dear.
It was my own face staring up at me. Except the eyes. The eyes were empty black voids. And then I noticed the skin, old and papery, and the features distorted. But somehow I still knew it was me. And he grabbed my arm and pulled me in close, and he spoke to me.
What did he say?
He told me that I'm not who I think I am, that I'm not where I think I am. And then his face started flaking off, and then his whole body, my whole body, was turning to dust.
Clay, it was just a dream. Come and eat your breakfast.
Shuttle thrusters are running at full power. What are the clerk up to now?
Two of their ships have moved to intercept our path before we can reach the planet.
No way around them?
I'm afraid not.
Then we're going to have to fight our way through.
Sir, our shuttle has no weapons.
We'll use guile. Guile is the greatest weapon.
I'd prefer a laser.
Well, if you've got one of those hidden away under your seat.
No, sir.
Guile it is, then. I'm cutting engines.
Why is that?
I'm counting on them stopping to target us better.
They're fighting at us.
Then we go full thrusters past them.
This will only buy us a minute.
Prepare to vent drive plasma aft towards the clerk ships.
What?
You heard me. And now, vent!
Vented.
We keep on course.
They're firing at us again.
Anyone for some deep-fried clerk?
Their weapons fire ignited the plasma just as they flew through it. Huh.
The clerk's own stupidity defeats them again. Bet they don't teach that at the academy.
The two ships on our tail are dead in space. Nearest clerk vessel is about an hour behind us now.
And they won't fall for that trick again. We'll have to work really fast and get lucky. setting us down now. I'll open the hatch.
No, wait, don't!
What's wrong with you, Misty?
I don't know, sir. For a second, I was sure it'd be dangerous to open the hatch. That we wouldn't be able to breathe.
It's an Earth-class planet. Get a hold of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Wonder if there's some sort of anxiety-inducing bug going around that you've caught from Ensign Blackburn.
My physiology is drastically different. I could no more catch a disease from her than you could catch a cold from a spider.
Still, see Dr. Earhart when we get back. That's an order. But we're on the clock here. Let's get into the caves and search for those fortimite deposits.
Captain Hardcase?
Yes, Commander Laquell?
It seems like this should have come up before, and I don't want to step on any toes or upset you, but it feels like there's something personal between you and the clerk.
Isn't it in my fleet file?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
I was born on Omicron Theta B. My parents were part of the first colony 40 years ago.
Oh, you don't have to talk about it, sir.
They were slaughtered. They weren't part of the fighting. They weren't even armed. They surrendered. Some of the defense forces were still fighting, and the clerk decided to execute 5 colonists every hour until everyone surrendered.
I'm sorry, sir.
If they died for something, if somebody had held out or escaped because of their sacrifice, that I could take. But the defense forces surrendered right after my parents were killed, and we all became slaves, serving the Klerg war machine. The children, like my little brother Jim and I, were sent to mine plants because we could fit through tight spaces.
I'm so sorry, sir. How did you escape?
Nobody escapes the mining planets. It took us 15 years. We were lucky to survive and be transferred to another world together. Eventually, I caught my new master unprepared and managed to steal a ship and make it to Confederation space.
So,
it's personal.
I just hope it doesn't affect your judgment.
It'll keep us alive. I tell people that story because it's what makes me the captain I am.
Looks like we've found the fortimite, sir. Going to be a little tricky to extract it without contaminating it.
We better hurry. The clerk can't be far behind.
I'll set up the vacuum seal with 4 of my tentacles while helping you insert the siphon with my remaining tentacles.
I knew there was a reason, besides your stunning fleet file picture, why I requested your assignment to my ship.
Ensign Blackburn, what are you doing on the bridge?
Well, I mean, you're holding me for observation, right, Doctor?
That's right. Have you
read that? And you're on the bridge, sitting in the captain's chair until the captain and commander get back from their away mission?
Tell me something I don't know.
I mean, the helm is right in front of you. If I sit there, don't you think you'll be able to observe me perfectly?
That actually makes sense, I guess. Take your station.
Sir, Engineer McGuy has an update on repairs.
You don't have to call me sir, dear.
But you're the ranking officer, the acting captain.
Well, I'm not going to call my wife Ensign.
Should I put him through?
What?
McGuy.
Oh, yes.
McGuy here. I've done all I can with what we've got. No star drive. That'll have to wait for the captain's fortimite delivery.
We've got weapons?
3 of the 8 laser turrets are working, and we're all out of torpedoes. Nothing I can do about this. We'll have to put into a starbase for resupply. But we are back to full power.
Thank you, Mr. McGuy.
Wait, how can...
transmission coming in from the clerk.
Put it on screen.
Aye, sir.
Attention, Confederation scum. You have 1 hour to surrender your vessel, or we will execute one of your shuttle crew.
They're bluffing.
But what if they're not?
They'd be showing them on screen if they had them.
Maybe they didn't think of that. Clerk aren't as clever as you.
Put me through to them.
Euron?
Clerk Commander, this is Galactic Confederation Spaceship Chimera. We demand proof that Captain Hardcase and Commander LaQuill are still alive and being treated well.
You Earth creatures are so predictably simple and stupid when the lives of your shipmates are threatened. We do not have them yet, but we have a landing party waiting for them when they come out of the caves. And now that you have given away your location with your response, we will be able to threaten them with your deaths as well.
Oops. What's going on with you, Minnie? Since you came to the bridge, you've been like a stranger, and now you're laughing at our impending doom?
Hello?
Maybe we can delay our marital spat until after we've all been enslaved by the clerk.
Do not stop on my account.
Right. Clerk Commander, we'll have to get back to you. Close channel. Well, suggestions? Ensign Blackburn?
The computer says the clerk should be here in about an hour, although that doesn't make sense to me when you
figure... Stop overthinking things and trust your instruments, Ensign. That's an order.
Okay, well, I mean, if you buy this whole asteroid field that makes no sense, we could fly deeper into it and find a new hiding spot.
But then the captain and commander may not be able to find their way back to us.
It's not as if they have a chance of evading the clerk anyway. I think we have to consider them lost.
Well, either way, we have to deal with the more immediate problem first. Find us a new hiding spot, Ensign Blackburn. Fly careful. Always keep some asteroids between the clerk and us.
Sensors show the Klerg have arrived at where we used to be. And now they're moving off. Sir, they're headed in our direction.
They must be tracking us somehow.
Probably our thruster emissions. I was hoping Klerg sensors weren't that sensitive.
So, that's it. The Klerg are going to blow us out of the sky.
No, dear, they wouldn't do that if they can help it. They want to take us home as a prize. Put me on shipwide.
And you're on.
Attention, crew. This is Acting Captain Earhart. Despite all our efforts, the clerk are closing in. Armory, issue hand lasers to all crew members. Security teams to the shuttle bay and all hatches. All crew, prepare for state of siege. Defense Plan Alpha.
What are we going to do?
We can't beat them in space combat, so we'll play dead. Deactivate shields and weapons, signal our surrender to the clerk, but then shut off external communications and ignore all further transmissions from them. We'll make it look like the generators gave out from the stress of that relocation.
Do you really think they'll buy that?
No.
And then?
They'll want our ship intact as a prize and prefer us intact as slaves, so they'll send boarding parties.
And then?
We kill them, hopefully.
What about their ships?
Once the battle has started, the Klerg will keep shuttling soldiers at us until they're all gone. That's how their culture works. Anything else would be cowardice. When they're all dead, we can take their empty ships.
It's kind of crazy, but it's an innovative strategy. I'll be interested to see how it works out.
As will we all. You know, there's a bright side to all this.
What's that?
The battle should keep me up well past 1900 hours.
Huh. You and your weird fixation on staying up late.
Ugh.
Wish we had an anti-grav unit for this thing.
We're almost back to the shuttle. Just around this bend. There it is.
See any sign of the Klerg?
I'm getting interference on the scanner.
Then use your eyes.
There's some dirt over there that looks disturbed. Like a ship had landed on it.
I see it. And boot prints leading to our shuttle.
You think they're waiting for us inside?
No doubt.
I'll go in first with a blaster in each of my tentacles.
Let's hope there are less than 8 Klerg in there.
Considering the shuttle's dimensions and the volume of an average Klerg, I estimate no more than 6.
Don't give me a dissertation. Just go.
Aye, sir.
You are mine now, Earth creature.
It's safe for you now, sir.
It really isn't, Commander.
We have your captain. If you want him to live, you will emerge unarmed.
What should I do, sir?
General Order 17.
What is this General Order 17?
Oh, you'll find out.
Kamra, he is bluffing. You have 5 more seconds.
I'm coming out.
Earth creature, you will bind the extremities of the tentacled one. Do it poorly, and you will be punished, and she will be killed.
You know, I fantasized about doing this with you, Misty.
I don't understand, sir. Hey, Clark, what's your name?
My name is not for you to know. You may address any comrade the same.
Well, have you considered how wealthy you could be with the Fordomite on this planet? We could help you take it for yourself and get you away from your commander.
You can't appeal to individual vices in a Klerg, Misty. They have very little mental independence from their commander.
We live to serve the greater cause.
Done. She's all tied up. You feel safe now?
Now, you will come with us.
Where are you taking us?
To your shuttle. From there, you will go wherever the commander wishes. I myself do not know yet. Ultimately, you and all your crew will be reassigned to whatever work suits our needs and your skills.
I'll never be a slave again. Never!
You already are.
All teams report ready to repel invaders, sir.
I know how you feel, Doc. Been a long day.
They're coming. Look alert.
I can't.
This is utterly absurd.
I told you things aren't right. Shouldn't we feel an adrenaline rush?
Really use some help here.
Is he?
He's dead. Yes. I know I should care. But if this
Doctor? Dr. Earhart?
He's asleep.
I just can't... Oh, sorry.
Well, shit. Maybe it's for the best.
Surrender, Confederation scum!
We surrender.
2 of your dead are making noise. Explain!
They're not hurt. They're just sleeping.
Sleeping?
We want to make sure they come through in good health. A regular sleep schedule is just an essential part of that.
Beyond Awakening Episode 2, Incongruities, was written and produced by Paul Narum. It starred John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuille, Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Trisha Blackburn, Mel Crushmore as Minnie Earhart, Nick Ben Wong as the Clerk, Kirk Castor as Engineer Gray McGuy, Nala Campbell as the Computer, Sean Curran as Jim Hardcase, Mariella Espinosa as Ensign Kobayashi, and Paul Narum as the Announcer. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero on public domain sources. Hi, Paul here. Beyond Awakening needs your support. You could help by leaving a rating or review for the show so that algorithms will recommend it. We also need financial support. Go to quietplease.org/awakening/support to learn how you can help. If you haven't yet, please also check out our other shows at quietplease.org/originals.